With Talking Life, I'm Jack Terry. It is clear that the UK is a nation of dog lovers, with 8.5 million of us welcoming one into the family. They're loved for their diversity, with many people having their hearts set on a particular breed. Often, we won't look too closely at where our dream dogs come from when we get the chance to get the perfect one. This can be a mistake, as new research shows that 1 in 4 dogs in the UK come from unethical puppy farms that can have a hugely damaging effect on the dogs that are bred there. We talked to the RSPCA's Lisa Richards and pet insurance expert Amanda Bathory from Go Compare, who explain why puppy farming is so dangerous.
So once you've bought your puppy and you've done all your research and you're happy that you've bought the healthiest, happiest puppy that you can, there are some big responsibilities for new owners. So once you've got your new puppy, it's important to take them to the vet for a checkup and advice on things like vaccinations, worming, defleeing, neutering. And it's also really important to take your puppy to training classes so that they can learn some basic training to help keep them safe and well-behaved, and also so that they can meet other dogs and people in a safe environment. And it's always really important to take them to a trainer who only uses positive, force-free methods.
They also give some top tips for caring for your dog.
So there can be some really serious health and behavioural issues with puppies who have been bred irresponsibly. And these are obviously really awful for the puppies, but they can also cause emotional distress for the owners. So, for example, if puppies aren't vaccinated, they can be susceptible to serious and really life-threatening diseases like parvovirus. They might be separated from their mothers too early, they may have worms and fleas. So they could have all sorts of illnesses that you'd need to deal with. And also importantly, puppies coming from these kinds of places can have long-term behaviour problems. So the family who is told that they're buying a puppy who will be fine with their children could actually be getting a puppy who hasn't been socialised, who's come from a small crate in a barn, terrified of people, terrified of new places, and could go on to develop aggressive behaviour in the future.
For more information on the best way to keep your dog healthy and happy, visit gocompare.com/pet-insurance. With Talking Life, I'm Jack Terry.